Hey, good morning, my friends. Your ever diligent host of Finding Meaning, Skip here. Rough morning, I gotta tell you. I did not want to get up when my alarm went off. And I have been sitting here for about an hour, and I still don't want to get up. Sitting in my lazy boy here, with a blanket over my lap and the puppy sitting on my lap. Sometimes when your alarm goes off and you're in that deep sleep, it makes it really tough. But here we are. Going to be a beautiful day. It's February 21st and it's going to be 64 degrees outside. Amazing. So, I want to talk today about the obvious proof of the false reality. Now, here's the danger in this. I don't want to bum you out. My point here is it's not to depress you. Because I believe there's hope. I believe where there's love, there's hope. And I believe there's always love. But I got up and, I didn't really want to be up this morning and had some caffeine and I'm sitting here with the puppy on my lap. Let me get a drink here. And I got the news on. And I've said to you before, I don't know if that's a good idea or not, but that's what I do. And it's not that the news is always wrong. It's very much a reflection of the reality we live in. But it is, for me, and I think anyone who takes the time to really dissect what's going on in our world, absolute proof that we have created and continue to create a reality that is not really in line with what it means to be human. And I want to talk about that. And I don't want to depress you. I don't want to make you feel bummed out. But for me, it's a validation. People being what they've learned to be, which happens, I see that every day. I think we all do. Is really a validation for me of the theory of finding meaning that we have after generation after generation after generation after generation after generation created not just a negative reality, although it is a negative reality. It is a false reality. And because we're not aware that it's false, we perpetuate it. We even call perpetuating the false reality a noble thing, right? And so let's talk about that. So this morning, as I'm watching both the national and the local news, I see murder. I see political assassination. I see people abusing other people. I see people, politicians, manipulating other people. I mean, I've been awake for an hour. And, anything from a shooting at a Super Bowl parade to a murder in the state, to election dysfunction beyond conceptual thinking. I've seen it all in 1 hour. And again, I'm not saying this to depress you. I'm saying this to draw your attention to something. That when you shake your head and you go, what the heck? Or what the something? you're having a moment of realization. And I think we need to make that realization as clear and as stark as possible. Because we have created a reality, not intentionally necessarily, but we have created and we have had created for us a reality that does not line up with what it really means to be authentically human. And that what the heck moment, that moment of shaking your head, that moment of disbelief when you watch other humans and their behavior, that's the sign. That's the moment of realization when there's a realization going on that we have created systems, we have created behaviors individually. We cannot address these things in any way that will solve them, the woes of the world. We have not created ways of understanding that will address poverty, will address racism, because we're ignorant of the reality we live in. Now, we all live in it. None of us are perfect. We're all going to make mistakes. So let's not put ourselves above sort of the fray. Let's realize we're a part of it. But let's see it for what it is. And what it is a way in which we have learned to behave, learned to live, that really stifles and denies what it really means to be human. And and we do so because it's all we know. It's all we know. It's all we've ever learned. Let me give you some examples of what I mean. When I was a young man, I did some volunteer work at a treatment center, drug and alcohol treatment center. And people would come in who were in their, you know, 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s. And as you got to talk to these people, you found out that every single day, and I'm not joking here, folks, every single day of their life, for decades, they used a chemical to create a reality for themselves. And the idea of not using that chemical was absolutely foreign to them, inconceivable. And most of the time, the only reason they were in that treatment center was because they got in trouble with the law. And they were forced in some way to think about, you know, those choices. Now, when you talk to a person who's 60 years old, and for 40 years, they have created a chemically induced reality every single day, you are talking to someone who is absolutely convinced that that's okay, and that your interference in that is a negative thing, not a positive thing. Now, sometimes people did find recovery, and they would have these transformative moments where they would realize, wow, that was a false reality. The real reality is not chemically induced. And it's a better reality. And sometimes you'd get the blessing of seeing these people recover. You would see them get healthier. You would see them think more clearly. Not that they were made into some perfect being, but the more they grasped the fact that their false reality is not real, the better they got. Well, I'm going to tell you, and I'm here to tell you, that Every human being reared and raised in this world is no different. And that may be a shock to you. No, you may not. We may not use chemicals to create a reality. But we still create a false reality. We still make decisions out of a false understanding of reality. Even worse, when we try to address reality, we address it with false understandings themselves. We inject religious concepts. We inject political concepts, thinking that somehow this will transform us. We come to find out eventually, at least in my case, no, they won't. Because that's not an internal thing, it's an external thing. It's just another form of false reality. So, I am more than convinced that not just the addicts of the world are that way, but we all are. We all are addicted, if you will, to a false understanding of what it means to be human. And we keep injecting that false understanding, thinking that somehow we're going to fix things. You know, we keep putting Band-Aids on. We keep addressing symptoms of the false reality. And then we stand back and scratch our heads and say, wow, that didn't fix anything. You know, that religion didn't fix it. That politician didn't fix it. That stand for social justice may have helped, but didn't fix it. And here's why. Because what we do is we inject into the false reality something that is already false, a concept that is already false. And the reason we do that is because that's all we know. And if we think about that just for a second. The things we have used to address the woes of the world, they may be noble. They may make perfect logical sense, and yet they still don't work. And the reason they don't work is because humans don't know to do the internal work. You know, those people who found recovery, those very few people who after 40, 50 years of using alcohol every day or a drug every day, the reason they found recovery, some of them, not very many, but some, is because on some level they realized, they had some profound moment of realization where they finally realized that they kept trying to do the same thing and kept expecting different results, and it wasn't going to happen. That flash of clarity came to some people. And again, you know, they weren't saints afterwards. They were still human. But they realized that burying themselves in that false reality and that chemically induced reality, and even if you don't use chemicals, burying yourself in judging others, burying yourself in judging yourself, burying yourself in denying your own creativity, your own sexuality, your own, you know, not giving yourself compassion, not giving others compassion and sympathy, not, you know, it is like a drug. It is exactly like a drug. Because we keep doing these things expecting different results, and there are no different results. I will turn on the news tomorrow morning, and I will probably see another set of stories. Now, I don't want to leave you bummed out, because I do, like I said at the beginning, believe there's hope. Those few people who did recover or tried to recover when I was doing that work gave me hope. Love gives me hope. I believe there is love. And it does give me purpose to move forward. But you have to hold in front of you. You have to see clearly the reality that we have created and we continue to create is not a reality that lines up with who we truly are as humans. The love that we are, the kindness that we are, the generosity that we are. You know, I had a person say once, there's great power in presenting a BFO. Now, a BFO is a blinding flash of the obvious. BFO, blinding flash of the obvious. And that's what this is. When you look at reality, the reality that we've created, the reality where people are allowed to starve so others can have, the reality where harming other people becomes legitimate because you believe you're right, a reality where we perpetuate religions that condemn other people that have hatred at their core, a reality where we can't even discuss commonalities because our political parties won't let us. When you see that for what it is, that, my friends, is a blinding flash of the obvious. And it's pretty obvious to me that we have created a reality that is repressive to our spirit. Anyway, have good heart, be kind. Today, watch for someone to be kind to you. And go out of your way to be kind to others. If we do that every day, that's how we create our new reality. There you have it. Thanks for your time. I'll try to talk to you tomorrow morning. See you then. Bye-bye.